Welcome on in. This is the Bet You Can't Win Just One podcast, or rather, the Bet You Can't Listen to Just One podcast. I am your host, Landry Inman, owner of the Fantasy Strangler team, and I am with my co-host, Gavin Farmer. He is the owner of Watson's Demise this season. And Gavin, go ahead and introduce yourself to the league here.
Yeah, my name is Gavin Farmer, like I said. I'm owner of Watson's Demise. I'm currently living in Muncie, Indiana. I go to Ball State University. I'm a sophomore here. I'm also been in this fantasy league for about 5 years now.
Sick. Thanks, Gavin. Yeah, Gavin started playing back as a sophomore in high school, like he said, and he's going to help me out with this podcast. So send him some thumbs up or something in the chat. I really appreciate his help on that. Today we've got a jam-packed episode. We're going to go over some studs and duds, recap week one, go over some of the waiver wire madness that went on today. Right now it's Wednesday. I don't know when this is going to drop, but waivers just cleared a few hours ago. And we've got some other surprise things, maybe some interviews. Hopefully I want to talk to a few of you this season on the podcast if we do more than one episode, and so that a lot of you can get to know each other. I know pretty much everyone, and I've at least met everyone in the league, but a lot of you don't know each other, so it's going to get it'd be nice to introduce everybody so you guys feel more comfortable with
I think another. I only know a handful of people, and that's only just because of church. From high school.
Yep. So we're gonna talk to a couple guys today and introduce them to Gavin, and let's go ahead and get into our first segment, which is going to be studs and duds from week one. So hopefully you had some of these guys on your roster and your starting lineup, and hopefully you had a couple of these guys on your bench. Gavin, you want to give us the first stud here?
Yeah, first we have A.J. Brown, 10 catches for 155 yards, otherwise known as A.A. Brown.
Ooh, baby, that's a good one. Next up, we've got Josh Allen. I think he put up 39 fantasy points. I don't have his stats right here. I know he had a few touchdowns, a few humps to Jalen Ramsey's face, better known as Ramsey's Demise, Josh Allen.
Yeah, and then next we have Patrick Mahomes, or the discount double check, Patrick Mahomes. The true discount double check. 360 yards and 5 TDs. He didn't even need Tyreek.
Next up, we've got everybody's favorite, Koopa Cup of Coffee. I know Danny, Vile Dan's going to love this one. Better known as Koopa Cup of Coffee. Real name is Cooper Cup. And he had 7 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown.
Tutties. And next we got Justin Jefferson, otherwise known as Justin Yes Sirson, 9 catches for 184 yards and 2 TDs.
And let's get into some poopy pants duds. First up, Allen Robinson, better known as Allen Robbed Us Son. Man, what an awful Thursday night. I think he had like 2 fantasy points, 1 catch.
He had 1.8 for 1 catch. Ugh. Matthew Stafford just did not look at him at all. That's because he was not white.
He's racist. All right.
Next, we have Kyle Pitts, otherwise known as Kyle Pitful. He just overall did not have a good performance.
Pits.
Yeah, he's full of pits. Yeah, full Stinky. Of pits. Yeah, full of pits. Just not a good showing from Kyle Pitts. I don't know who has him. You do? I'm very sorry.
I grabbed him in everywhere I could. And next up, we've got Dak Prescott, better known as Dak Pretzel Fingers. He sucks. Nothing. I mean, if you watched that game, you saw what happened. And DJ Jazzy Jeff, or whatever his name is, I think he's got him. And I think it's good that he went out, because he's just, that offensive line is trash. And
next, we got Aaron Rodgers, more like Aaron Frodgers, if you know what I'm saying. You know, he went up against the Minnesota Vikings, and Kirk Cousins, you know, the homegrown guy, just your average Joe, just showed him up. Minnesota's defense was just unstoppable against the Packers offense. And let's just say Aaron Rodgers is definitely going to have an interesting year with his receivers.
Yeah, hopefully you did not start Aaron Frodgers this week. All right. Let's get into week one recap. We'll recap the matchups from our league. Week one recap. First up in matchup number one this week, we had the 2017 league champ, Smokin' Joe, went into the Fantasy Strangler's house in week one and brought home a victory. No care that he's the commissioner. Smokin' Joe and Captain Davante Adams were not messing around.
Up next, we have To the Mooney fast off with the newcomer Billy Throb Snorton. Captain Justin Jefferson gave the newbie a warm welcome, welcoming with 52-point performance. First-rounder keeper Najee Harris adds injury to insult in this one, so poor Najee.
Yeah, that's rough. Sorry, Billy Throb. Next up, we had the 2019 league champ Mac Mafia that went in – sorry. Next up, we had the 2019 league champ Mac Mafia went with a triple Monday night stack in Russell – let's ride Wilson – Jerry Jeudy – and Brandon McManus. They helped offset Captain Travis Kelce's 33-point performance. Cordarrelle Patterson bolstered the Schmutball Schmeem's bench with 136 yards and a touchdown.
Up next, we have last year's loser, Rogers Cheese Assistant, took on
Hot... Change that name.
Yep, change your name, Grid. Change your name. Rogers Cheese Assistant took on Hot Chub Time Machine. And the story of this game was a 5-TD performance from Patrick Mahomes, and Captain Alvin Kamara puts up a dud of a game, and Tyreek Hill wasn't needed in KC. By the way, Grid, please get a rookie on your team.
Yep. And the next matchup was Watson's Demise, the former regular season champ of last season, faced off against the 2018 league champ Vile Dan. And it was the demise of Vile Dan in this one. Captain Jonathan Taylor went off for 171 total yards and a touchdown. Koopa Cup of Coffee did everything he could, but just like Thursday night, it wasn't enough.
Two former league champs battled in the final matchup of the week, and in this we saw the defending champ DJ Jazzy Jeff take a loss against the 2020 league Swift champ We Like Sports. We Like Sports took this matchup personally. Mixon, Swift, Josh Allen, of course, and Bateman all proved to be too much. Pittman, armpit, and Captain Leonard Fournette did all they could, but it wasn't enough.
All right, that will do it for the week one matchups. Hopefully you got a W. If not, go get another W this upcoming week. We got a long season, 8 playoff spots up for grabs, but get those wins in early. Okay, heading into the next segment here is Trade Watch. So we'll go over some potential deals and team needs for your squad.
Yeah, so up first we have last year's loser, of course, Rogers Cheese Assistant, a.k.a. Team Grid Zerk. Grid, let's just say you need a rookie. Unfortunately, that is a rule in this league, and you do not have a rookie yet, so maybe he's on the look for a rookie. You know, I'm always willing to give up George Pickens.
Who else you got, Gavin? You just got Pickens? Or who's your
also
rookie?
Have... you know, that Dallas Cowboys rookie.
Tolbert, who got yeah, bit. That was a surprise. So they started Houston over Tolbert. I didn't see that coming at all.
Jalen Tolbert.
He was just a healthy scratch. He must kind of suck or something. But
he was projected 9 points, but unfortunately I had him as zero for this week.
Yeah, the rookies aren't great. I think I've got a rookie coming up on our Waiver Wire Madness segment. So keep listening, Grid, and maybe we'll have some options for you if you don't want to make a deal. But I've got multiple rookies on my bench. I know some other guys have some rookies as well.
We Like Sports has a lot of rookies on his bench.
Oh,
I know during the draft he was saying he has all these rookies hoping just to pop out so we can have him as a keeper next year.
Yeah, so if you got some rookies, send them Grid's way. Send them Rogers Cheese Assistant, a.k.a. Team Grid Zerk. Send them his way. Next up, DJ Jazzy Jeff. As mentioned, he's got Dak Prescott on his roster, and he went out with a pretzel finger injury. So he may be looking for a quarterback. I know he did pick up a QB today. Not sure how much he loves Jameis Winston, but if you've got an extra QB on your bench, a lot of people got a backup QB, maybe try to go dangle in front of DJ Jazzy Jeff, see if he's real desperate for somebody other than Jameis.
Jameis is a stud. You know, the only thing we eat is W's. Mm-hmm. Up next, we have Smokin' Joe. So he may be in the market for a running back after the Elijah Mitchell's injury against the Chicago Bears. That is a 2-month injury. So he has 2 months of being on the bench unless he decides to drop him, in which I think he did drop him. So running back. So Smoking Joe's looking for a good running back here.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got Eli on his IR right now, but his running back, I think he's trying to trade Damian Harris. I mean, another injury there that you're relying on Jeff Wilson and Zach Moss right now. Moss had an okay night, but he's going to be Singletary is going to get most of those carries in that backfield, in my opinion. And he looked good, but Moss was more involved. So Smoking Joe, he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing, but you can never have too many running backs in this league.
That is very true.
All right, next up we've got the newcomer, Billy Throp Snorton. He may also be in the market for a running back. He's got, let me look here, Najee Harris went down with an injury. Now, he's saying that he's going to play, but this one may be a closer call than you'd like if you're the Najee owner. He's also got Rashad Penny on his roster. Breece Hall is his rookie. But behind them, it's Tony Pollard and Khalil Herbert. So Billy Throb could be in the market for a running back. I would be trying to add depth there, but I'm always a pro running back depth team.
Yeah, I know he also has Breece Hall from the Jets on his
Breece Hall, yeah.
Breece Hall, my bad. Yep.
Breece
Hall. I don't know his name.
Breece's good. Breece Hall.
Actually, he's a rookie, so never mind. You cannot put him.
I mean, he could play him there. He'd just have to play another rookie in that other spot. But he could play him in the running back spot. He'd just have to pick up another rookie. All right. Let's go ahead with that done. Let's go ahead and look at the waiver wire madness, see who picked up who this week. Gavin, you want to go ahead and read off that first one?
So Jeff Wilson was snagged by Smoking Joe for $25 whole. That's a quarter of our waiver wire money. And To the Mooney bid $16 and now may have to face Wilson. Keep an eye on this because these two teams are going up against each other in week two, and maybe another veteran move by Smoking Joe. You never know. Smoking Joe is that veteran in the league, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, a former league champ as well. Yeah, I like the move going for your guy. Last year, I think it was Vile Dan, formerly Filthy Dan, he went after Eli Mitchell. It's ironic that it's another 49ers RB that is getting picked up here for $25. Got to go get your guy. Mooney bid 16. I think there were some other bids on there. I put in at least a dollar or two, or maybe a $0 bid on him. Next up, Jameis Winston was signed by DJ Jazzy Jeff for $2, like we mentioned earlier, filling in for Dak. He will be Mr. Eat Those W's for Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, and I think that was a good pickup. You know, Jameis has you know, Jarvis Landry now, who had a decent mm-hmm. show on Sunday. Then he also has the one and only Michael Thomas.
Uh-huh.
And then you also have Taysom Hill, who is also can be a tight end or wide out or whatever they need as well.
Up
next, we have other solid streaming options still available. For instance, we have Carson Wentz, who had his Commanders debut.
Big game, 32 fantasy points?
Yeah, Carson Wentz had 32 fantasy points. I'm surprised, you know, the veteran didn't take him up.
Nope.
Yeah, so we have Carson Wentz taking on Detroit. You know, Detroit's never good. Never, never good. Actually, maybe they are good since they are on Hard Knocks. But
they gave up a good day to Jalen Hurts.
They gave up a very good day to Jalen Hurts.
38 points. Their defense looks a little bit rough. Rodrigo's mm-hmm. in there plugging the holes, but I don't know. Maybe not great in pass defense.
Yeah, and then, of course, we have Matt Ryan, if you're still looking for a quarterback. He's going up against Jacksonville this week. Matt Ryan had a solid performance against the Texans, but of course, you know, he couldn't get the job done. Neither could Rodrigo Blankenship, and that is why he got cut.
That was wild. I don't pay attention to kickers, but I didn't realize he sucked.
You miss one field goal in the NFL and you get cut, I guess. So yeah. Evan McPherson should be cut because he missed two.
Pat McAfee, here he comes.
Yep, Pat Mac. Yep, of course, yeah.
Running backs. So if you need a running back, Kenyon Drake is still on the wire. He seems like he might be the guy in Baltimore until Dobbins comes back. Well, the guy after Lamar. And then also Tyrion, I don't know how to say his name, Tyrion Davis Price. He's a rookie running back in San Francisco. Maybe he's the guy. Eli Mitchell was the guy last year. He was a rookie. Davis Price, I don't think he played. I think he was a healthy scratch
in
week one. He didn't look great in preseason, but I know they like to use multiple running backs in San Francisco. But might be a flyer worth throwing on the end of your bench if you got a spot.
Yeah, up next we have receivers. We have Curtis Samuel at Detroit. You know, last week he had 11 targets, 8 catches, and 14 fantasy points just in week one. Curtis Samuel is a rookie. He had that. He had a phenomenal performance against the one and only Jacksonville Jaguars.
Not a rookie.
He's not a rookie, my bad. That was Dotson.
Was sick. I think he's on to the Mooney.
To the Mooney? Okay. Yeah. To the Mooney, I'm sure Grid might be looking for a trade, you know?
Yep.
Sorry I keep calling you out, Grid, but you need a rookie, man.
And then you liked a few other receivers. Who'd you like? Robbie?
Robbie Anderson is a big one as well. You know, Baker, supposedly, Robbie Anderson is Baker's guy. So as long as Baker Mayfield has a starting QB position, Robbie Anderson's going to be his guy. I think that's a big one.
Next up, we got tight end position. There's a few tight ends out there. The one I think I like this week would be Gerald Everett. Keenan Allen is out for week two. They've got a pretty good matchup against the Chiefs. So a lot of people are calling for Josh Palmer or DeAndre Carter. Maybe they get the some catches here and there. Eckler's probably going to get a few more targets. Mike Williams, you would expect to have a big day. But I like the play of Everett this week if you really need a tight end.
Yeah, and I do too as well. Up next, we have defenses. Pittsburgh versus New England. Last week, Pittsburgh had 28 points against the AFC defending champs, Bengals. And so
They have like five interceptions?
Four interceptions.
A
fumble recovery.
A
blocked field goal. Yeah, so Pittsburgh is not messing around. Unfortunately, TJ Watt is injured. We don't know how long he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. But I don't think that's going to stop the Pittsburgh Steelers defense from putting up great
numbers. New England looks terrible.
New England doesn't look well. Mac Jones is a bust as a Bills fan. Mac Jones sucks. He's trash. Drop Mac Jones.
Yeah. And the next D, if you need a defense this week, Carolina is taking on the New York Giants. I think this is an okay defense. Daniel Jones, I don't think he had a pick in week one, so they're coming. I don't trust Daniel Jones for a second. I'm not super afraid of Saquon still, even though he had a dominant week one. But most importantly, I trust Daniel Jones to get sacked and turn the ball over.
Yeah, and then, of course, we have the New York Giants versus Carolina as well. That Carolina defense could be something special, but the New York Giants defense is also special. You know, they held Derrick Henry last week to, what, 9-7 points?
Yep.
And unfortunately, Derrick Henry went in the first round. So is Derrick Henry going to be a bust this year?
Maybe. If he is, I'll take him off your hands, I guess.
I'll gladly take him off your hands as well.
I think he's on Mac Mafia.
Mac Mafia, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. So Mac, we're about to talk to him actually with some team interviews. Maybe we can talk him into getting a deal done live on the show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. Let's go ahead. Yeah, we'll go ahead and get into some interviews, introduce you to some of your league mates, and ask them a few questions. We got a game that we're going to play with them. So let's go ahead and get into that. All right, next up, we've got an interview segment here. We've got a couple teams on the line calling in. We've got Smoke and Joe, and we've got Mac Mafia. I want to interview some guys here, have more of you on the podcast later on, assuming we do more than one episode. And just to get you guys familiar with one another, a lot of you know me but don't know each other, or maybe you know one or two other people in the league. And just help familiarize each other with who they're playing. So a couple of these guys I got on here, I met in California at Eternity Bible College, and we've stayed friends since. We chat pretty much every day through text, and there's just some good friends of mine. So I will go ahead and give it over to Smokin' Joe. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Smokin' Joe.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, this is... Eric Keeler. I am the owner of Smoking Joe Fantasy Football Team. I'm from Fridley, Minnesota. Like Landry said, we met back in 2013 in California, and we've been friends ever since. I get 100 notifications every day from our group chat, so I know all about it. But, my favorite football team is Minnesota Vikings. Skull, Justin Jefferson, Bull. All right, never mind. I'll stop talking.
That was beautiful. All right, I appreciate it, Eric. Love you, man. And next up, we've got the owner of Mac Mafia. Go ahead, John.
Oh, boy. Glad to be on the podcast. I'm hoping I get to meet everyone else as long as Landry follows through with number two. But I don't know what the odds are. It's kind of stacked against us, boys. Anyways, owner of Mac Mafia, probably the best giddy I've seen around from Mr. Mac himself. All right, so let's see here. Best or favorite team, obviously the Pats, without a doubt.
Love Pats.
Haven't watched a game this year because I'm anticipating some not so great things, but yeah.
It's an embarrassing year for the Patriots.
I don't know if something else that you needed me to share. I already forgot because I was half paying attention.
Your social security number.
Oh, easy. 0124445551.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So we're going to go ahead and we are going to play a little game here with John and Eric. It is going to be called Buy, Sell, or Hold. So we're going to go over some players from week one that either had good performances, bad performances, in between, and then they are going to tell us if they would buy this player, sell this player, or hold this player. So we'll have Gavin ask the player, and then we'll start with Eric. You tell us buy, sell, or hold, and if you want to give a reasoning, feel free to. If not, you don't have to. And then after Eric answers, then we'll go to John.
Yeah, so the first buy, sell, or hold guy is Kareem Hunt. He had 21 fantasy points against the Carolina Panthers. And so that's a phenomenal start. Would you keep him, or would you buy, sell, or hold?
This one is a kind of a touchy one for me, since I had the option to keep him last year and I decided to pass. But I did pick him up in one of my leagues, and I don't regret it this first week. But I do think that it's a good time to sell him. Good time to sell him, because I feel like that was just a fluke game. I think Nick Chubb's still going to get the majority, but there's always a chance that he could get traded too. But I think sell him while he's hot. I don't know. That's just my vibe on Kareem Hunt.
And sell him to me. This is a buy. I'll tell you why, because you're talking about the best backfield, probably the best tandem in the league, as in terms of like providing fantasy points. So it's definitely a buy in my book. Let's see. And then think about if Chubb goes down, that's quite a handcuff.
Yeah, very true.
So I don't see, like, I can see them consistently both getting, you know, at least flex points for you. So it's not a bad trade-off. Even if Chubb is in the lineup, you still got Hunt, who's going to get you flex points. So that's my point of view.
I love it. Beautiful, guys. All right, next guy.
Yeah, so the next guy is going to be Aaron Jones. So he only had 9 fantasy points last week against the Minnesota Vikings. Do you think this is just the proving of the Vikings defense is just going to be so good this year? Or do you think Aaron Jones just sucked?
I think the Vikings' defense is just phenomenal. And I should have known better. I sold for him in Dynasty. I held on to him. He had a really good game last year that I cling to, but he's kind of streaky. And then AJ Dillon usually seems to be the man to go for a touchdown. So honestly, I'm selling on Aaron Jones too.
I'm conflicted, obviously, because I have Jones and I drafted him high, thinking, you know, I needed a back to go with Henry, and I think he's a hold. no matter which league you're in, you still have to kind of wait out to see what happens with the way that they're going to use the backfield, I think. And he only got 9, but if you think about it, if that's his floor, then, I mean, and he becomes the number 2 to Dylan, you still got yourself a bye week flex. And then, but I don't think he's going to just be a number 2 back. I think he'll still stay the premier back.
I got Dylan if you want to trade him. If you want to trade Aaron Jones for Dylan.
I do think Aaron Jones will continue to be 1. So holding him was probably the better option. But I'm just worried about A.J. Dylan getting more.
You can keep Dylan in the 9th next year.
Solid.
He's talking trades.
There you go. DuVernay. Yeah, next is Devin DuVernay. He had 19 fantasy points last week. Is he a buy, sell, or hold?
So this one's interesting because nobody in my dynasty has him. So I'm thinking I'm going to buy him, pick him up the waivers. How many points did he have?
I think 19. I think he caught 2 touchdowns.
I had never heard of him, I'll 19. Be honest.
Imagine if he was your captain. You'd probably win the league.
I'm gonna say buy because clearly he's being slept on across my other leagues. So I'm going to go with buy on him.
He's still a free agent in our league.
I think he got picked up today.
Did he get picked up? Yeah, yep,
I
yep.
Think
well,
so.
He got picked up at the beginning. We Like Sports picked him up at the beginning of last week or at some point.
We Like Sports knows.
So if you like him, maybe go send him
a trade. Yeah. Trade.
So if I was I'd sell. And if I'm trigger happy when it comes. No, maybe I'm not. I'm trigger happy at sending trades, but not trigger happy at accepting. But if I had DuVernay, I would just see what's out there. I'd just throw a whole bunch of trades out there just because he looked good. I don't know if that's what you're going to get consistently from him. It's still too early to tell, but it's for me a sell.
Interesting takes there. Up next, we have the bandwagon, Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, he went on the Chiefs hoping to maybe replace Tyreek. He only had 7 fantasy points. Out of those 5 touchdowns, Patrick Mahomes didn't even look at him. Buy, sell, or hold?
I think that he's gonna have. It's gonna be very inconsistent. He's gonna have games where he'll go off. But honestly, I think Kelsey's gonna be prime there. Even Hardman, it's looking like. So I don't think he's gonna be like a number one or anything. So I think he's definitely a sell. Because I feel like Mahomes shares the wealth over there, but he also loves Kelsey. Like, I think he's just going to be going to Kelsey all the time.
Yeah, Kelsey's for sure the number one guy. There's no one else that really kind of is too interesting for me on the receiving corps for the Chiefs. And I had a bad experience with Juju last year, and I'm holding it against him. So if you got him, drop him. Just drop him.
Drop him so you can pick him up and drop him.
Exactly.
Yeah, up next is like a worldwide fantasy hurt. Allen Robinson with the LA Rams. He had 1 of 2 targets in the Rams debut, and he had 1.7 points at buy, sell, or hold.
Allen Robinson, he's on the Rams, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely sell. Drop that, man.
If you got him, hold him. He'll pull through. If you don't have him,
I'm just bitter because the whole time when the Rams were playing on Thursday night last week, he just kept throwing it to Cooper Kupp, and I just don't think that's gonna change.
Do you, Eric? I don't know this. Do you have Juju?
No, I don't have Juju.
Vile Dan has Juju.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not confident that he's going to be thrown to him as much as he did, so I'm going sell on that one.
I just think the rapport needs to be built, and then, you know, you'll start to see some targets. But, I mean, who else would he throw to besides Higbee? And I think he's not his favorite target.
I would love for him to throw to Higbee.
Oh, I would too.
Squazorski?
Okay. when we figure out his name.
Oh, he's got Cam Akers too.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah. Next one. Lastly, we have Matthew Stafford. You know, over the offseason, he had that surgery on his elbow, and he didn't look too hot against the Bills. Do you think it was just how good the Bills are, because the Bills are phenomenal this year, or do you think he's just going to suck this year?
I think. Did you see him throw them Amazon footballs?
Yeah.
Boy's okay. No, I think that was a fluke game. Plus, I think Bill's defense is one of the best in the league. I think you're holding on to Matthew Stafford, especially if he's your QB1. I think he'll come around in the next few games.
I think buy now, especially since it's so low. I mean, if somebody's willing to trade him for something, do it. He'll pull through. He's definitely going to pull through.
Yeah, buy if but hold for sure if you have him.
Awesome. Hey, go ahead,
Dan. Yeah, I have one more question for both of you. Other than your own teams, give me your Super Bowl predictions.
Oh, that's good.
Do you want my two teams in the AFC, NFC, or do you want just one win?
Give me the one win.
All right.
The one win.
Yeah, give us the matchup, like who's playing who and who will win.
Gotcha.
Are Chargers NFC or AFC?
AFC.
That's what I thought. I've got Bills at John, you go first if you have it.
Easy breezy. So I got to the Mooney facing off Smoke and Joe in the finals, and
I mean like football teams. No, Eric was right first. Eric was right first.
Yeah. I'd say my Bills and the Rams. It's no surprise, but I'm going Bills.
Bills and Rams?
Yep.
Dang.
You're going with Rams after that week one?
I think it was a fluke.
I think so too.
I mean, but I could be. It'd be more surprising if I was right than if I was wrong. So
true.
You know?
But I'm high on the Bills. I think Bills are gonna win. NFC is kind of a toss up. I'd like to say the Vikings, but I feel like I'm just being a homer at that point.
That's okay.
Yeah. We'll allow it. We'll allow it.
Gavin's going to say the Bills.
Yeah.
He likes the Bills after he always liked the Giants 2 years ago.
Nope, I'm a Bills fan.
I'd love to see Chiefs versus Vikings, though. That's my ideal.
Wow.
That would be the best. That would be the best matchup.
Super Bowl IV.
Oh.
Rematch.
Best matchup would be Chiefs and Vikings, and Vikings win. And then the other, and our other buddy on our text message can hear it from me. That would be so, so sweet.
We got a Chiefs fan in our group text.
Yeah.
All right. I got one more question for you guys as well. So I'm going to bring this one out.
That's all the time we have today. Thank you for tuning in. And see you next week.
All right. Last question here. Do you guys have any trades that you're trying to think through that you've been – have you sent out any offers? Are you trying to sell any of your guys? Are you trying to buy anybody from anyone's team that you want to make a case for right now? It's way better to do this verbally than it is text. It never seems to work out over text. So go ahead. If you've got a guy that you're trying to sell or buy, go ahead and make your case for that guy. If you don't have one, that's okay too.
You want me to go or you want to go, Eric?
You go.
I'll go with so my guy that I'm targeting or have an eye on is Javonte Williams. My case, I don't have a solid one because I'm not stacked at running back, but I have a healthier running back core than I do a wide receiving core. But I've just always had an eye for his play. I think this is the year where he's just going to become premier. Other than that, I think just who's the Jets running back, their rookie?
Breece Hall.
Breece is another guy that I've had an eye on. So if you've got send some stuff my way, I'm definitely willing to work something out there. But yeah.
I put Damian Harris on the trade block. I was also eyeing on John's team. He put James Robinson on the trade block, so I was eyeing that, but I have no idea how I want to work that deal yet.
Let's get it done right now. Let's do it. James Robinson and a 9th for Damian Harris, and a 13th.
Your whole team for my kicker.
And all right.
My kicker for yours, straight up.
Done deal.
All right, some like fan just kicked on down here, so we probably can't even hear the last 3 seconds. But I appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Love you both.
See ya. Bye bye.
Later.
Bye bye.
Bye. All right, let's get into the week 2 preview. So this is gonna be the matchups coming up. First up, week 2, we've got the Fantasy Strangler taking on Billy Throb Snorton. Strangler is projected to have 120 points scored. Billy Throb, 117. This is not factoring in team captain point totals. Second matchup, Gavin, who we got going?
Second matchup, we got Mac Mafia versus Team Grid Zerk, or Aaron Rodgers' cheese assistant.
Yep.
It is a 50-50% chance right now. We have Mac Mafia, who is projected 127.47, to Aaron Rodgers' cheese assistant, which is 126.64. This is going to be a very interesting one and should keep them both on their toes.
Yep. Next up, we got DJ Jazzy Jeff taking on Watson's Demise. Jazzy Jeff projected at 118.76, Watson Demise at 125.09.
Up next, we have Team Vile Dan versus Team We Like Sports. Very, 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 very big sports guy. Team Vile Dan is at 47% chance, and We Like Sports is at 53% chance. Vile Dan is projected 115 points, and We Like Sports is projected 122.
Fifth matchup of the week, we got Smokin' Joe taking on To The Mooney. To The Mooney projected to have 106 points scored. Smokin' Joe currently at 110.
Lastly, we have Team Hot Chub Time Machine with 121 points projected to beat Schmutball Shmeem. He is projected 120 points. So it's 51% to 49% Hot Chub Time Machine.
All right. And matchups of the week. Gavin, you want to go ahead and give us what your matchup of the week is?
Yeah. I don't know if this is selfish of me or not, but I really don't care. But my matchup of the week is Watson's Demise versus DJ Jazzy Jeff. I'm still hurt last year from the playoffs. I'm ready to come back for vengeance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the regular season champ last year versus the champ last year. And I think Watson's Demise can get it done. But it's a matter of how my team's going to perform and how his team's going to perform, obviously.
Yep, yep. Well, they've got quarterback issues. Winston, on air here, has gone from healthy to questionable.
Due to back discomfort.
So, again, get those trades out to Jazzy Jeff. Also, Pittman is questionable now. Debo, not a great week one, but I don't think that's going to matter. And then just the combo of Taylor Barkley, Jamar Chase. Yeah, this is going to be a great matchup. Like you said, the former champ against the regular season champ. My week 2 matchup of the week is going to be Smokin' Joe taking on To The Mooney. I think these are two teams that people kind of counted out in the preseason. They weren't super high in the power rankings. They've both either just got a W or moved up in the power rankings, as we're going to see. But two really good teams. You got Devontae Adams. You've got Justin Jefferson. Two big-time captains. Can Justin Jefferson improve on what he did? If he did, it's going to be really tough to beat. And also, the Raiders are going to be hungry for a W. Adams may get 20 balls this week. I don't know.
20 balls and 20 touchdowns.
Yeah, keep an eye on this one. 20 for 20. And to end out the show here, we are dropping the week 2 power rankings.
Power rankings.
to start off our weekly power rankings, we are staying at 12, Rogers Cheese Assistant, aka Team Grid Zerk. At number 11, we have the Fantasy Strangler, who was previously at number 10. Number 10 is football team. he was previously at 11, so he actually moved up. Number 9, we have Billy Thrapp Snorton. He was previously number 7, but he got kicked down due to losing. Number 8, we have Smokin' Joe. He was previously number 6, which obviously because of a loss, that made him go down.
He won.
He won, but he went down still. Number 7, we have Vile Dan. He was previously at number 2, but you are welcome for making down to number 7, Danny, because my team is better than yours. At number 6, we have DJ Jazzy Jeff. He was previously at number 4.
All right. Yeah, that'll do it for the first 6 there. And next up, we've got what I like to call the Power 5. And we'll have the write-up for all of these. Once this podcast drops, I'll drop the PDF to the Power Rankings write-up so you can read kind of why you may have that spot. But let's go ahead and kick it off with the number 5 spot in the Power 5. It is your former league champ, We Like Sports. At the number 4 spot, previously number 8, jumped all the way up to 4 after this week's performance, it is To The Mooney. Coming in at number 3, formerly the number 5 Power Rank spot, Hot Chub Time Machine. Number 2. Previously, number 2, we have Mac Mafia. And holding on to the number 1 spot is my co-host, Watson's Demise.
It's an honor. It's an honor to be number 1 for 2 weeks in a row. You know, I had a pretty bad performance at quarterback this week due to Tom Brady just being a bust. Uh-huh. And being old. But I'm pretty thankful for my other teammates. Thank you all for showing out.
Your other teammates.
Yeah, teammates. I'm part of the team.
Yeah, good. All right, well, that's gonna do it for the end of the show. Hopefully, there'll be an episode number 2, and get in that chat and talk some smack.
I'm coming for you, aka DK Country. You don't have DK anymore.
No. Yeah, DJ Jazzy Jeff.